Some Bugman Network presents The Bachelor Bro Show. We watch the show so you don't have to. Enjoy!
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is The Bachelor Bro Show. Almost forgot what show we were doing.
And, we have so many now.
Yeah, yeah, all of two of them. we got The Bachelor Bro Show going right now, and it is me, Chase, and it is him,
Bradley,
and we're
coming
here
at you live.
That's right. We're here to talk to you about the Bachelor Bro Show. Bachelor Bro Show is brought to you by some guy in the Bugman Figure Things Out. That is our Monday show. Comes out every Monday. It's about anymore. It's about 12 to 15 minutes, and
right.
we figure out life's most important questions that deserve answers for you. So go ahead and take a listen to Some Guy in the Bugman Figure Things Out. Available iTunes, Android, Google Play. Tune in, Stitcher, all that other good stuff. So
all of them.
But today, folks, is the Bachelor Bro Show. So, Bradley, what have you been up to lately?
You know, today I've just been trying to keep warm. I've been, you know, gathering campfire wood and putting it in the hearth just to keep the loved ones warm and close. You know, trying not to freeze to death. It got all of like 18 degrees today.
It did.
I think.
Man, it got cold. And let me tell you guys, listen, you guys over there experiencing the bomb cyclone over there on the East Coast, we feel your pain. Today, where I'm from, Pocahontas, we got, at least half an inch of snow. Our leaves were visible but covered. And it just wasn't great. School was out. Everybody stayed home. A lot of businesses shut down for half an inch of snow. So, man, it was terrible. It was just terrible.
But the problem is it was on the road, you know.
Well, see, here the roads were clear. You know? The roads were clear. It was just on our leaves.
If the wind would have been blowing a little bit more, the roads would have been clear here too, you know.
Yeah. Well, tell you what I've been up to. Today I told my wife just before coming in here that I have had something stressing me out for the past couple of days, and I really just haven't been able to shake it. Listen, y'all, I have $60 left of my Christmas money, and for anybody that knows and plays video games, you know that most video games cost $60.
That's right.
And I have a Nintendo Switch, and I cannot decide if I need to buy a game that is currently available, because there's a couple different choices for me, or if I need to wait until later in the year with my $60 for some of the games that are coming out. And I've been pretty stressed about it because I don't get to buy games very often. So can't say I'm doing too bad in life. That's my biggest stressor right now. But
well, it is important. And I think if anyone has suggestions, send them to Twitter. But I'm going to make my suggestion right now. It is sending me into fits not having Skyrim on the Switch. I know we talk about it a lot, you and I.
That's one of them. That's one of them for me.
It is killing me.
And then I sat down here. I sat down here in my office with my brand new monitor that I got for Christmas, and brought up Skyrim just to see. And I thought, you know, I'm being silly. I'll just play it in here. So I think I'll be okay with Skyrim sitting right here. I think, and it's only because there's other games that I want on my Switch just as much as Skyrim, and I have Skyrim already. So I'm gonna maybe go for something else at first. But
all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Bradley, why don't you get us started with a summary of week three of The Bachelor with Ari, making out with everybody.
I will do that. In this week's episode, we have yet more epic battles that test the contestants' strength and endurance, from fake wrestling to a dog show. Will all the contestants be able to keep their sanity? No. No, they don't.
Nope. It's all over, folks. So starting off with the summary of the plot here, we got ladies go wrestling with Ari. Or at least Ari watches ladies fight over him, because that's a great date idea. You know, they were really digging with the interns, trying to say just, hey, what do you guys think they should do?
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, get them all to fight together. That'd be great.
Everyone was uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Everyone involved was really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And there's an audio clip of Ari saying himself he has no idea what's going on.
Yep.
And just in case we forgot,
there we go.
He's a race car driver.
Let's see where we got that. We got, just right here. Listen, folks, this is Ari talking about his experience with wrestling.
I don't know anything about wrestling. I'm a race car driver. I think I've watched one wrestling fight. Match? What is it called? I don't even know.
Okay, now come on, dude.
So I don't.
Listen, the man knows what wrestling is. Okay, yes, he knows it's a wrestling match, not a wrestling fight. Half of this show is me just like getting over the fact that people are going to play dumb, even though you know they're much smarter than they're letting on. They have to be.
I'm convinced half this show is him reminding the nation that he is a race car driver.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Maybe that's just me but we get it, dude. Mm-hmm. We understand that you're a race car driver.
Yep, he's a race car driver. Hey, Bradley, did you know Ari drives race cars?
And he's so masculine and manly and whatever.
And they bring out, y'all, listen, for this wrestling match here with all these ladies, they bring out what they call the Glow Ladies. And there's a new series on Netflix called Glow or something that's about these ladies or something. But these are the original Glow Ladies. And here you go. We got a clip of these mean women. Here you go.
Yes. She and Mikel, come up here. Let me see you guys. So a lockup's going to look like this. Straight arm on my shoulder. See, this is a lockup, right? Mm-hmm. This is where you stare in each other's eyes, right? Like right now I can see that you're just, I would annihilate you. You're not even looking at me like you care.
I would let
you. I could take you down right now.
Keep in mind, this woman is holding a cane in the other hand when she's saying all these things.
Yeah,
she's
and
barely
Tia.
Walking.
That's Tia on the other end, and I don't know. There was a dark-headed lady and a blonde lady. Both of them, like you said, were near geriatric.
Yeah.
But the blonde lady looks like there was a bar fight going on in the room they just walked in from.
Yeah, dude.
And she's just kind of brushing off broken glass or whatever, getting into the rink.
Yep.
And brings Tia to eventually to like this breakdown to where she's just crying. Mm-hmm. They insult Bibiana's parents because was it?
They said your parents are too stupid to give you a name or something like that because they can't spell apparently. Who gives a kid a name like Bibiana? And I mean, listen, her name is not Bibiana. It's Bibiana sits on couch. But
exactly.
But
let's get it right.
I mean that was kind of dumb.
It's
like all these reality shows where this happens. This is a trope almost for reality shows. They bring out somebody who's a quote like Z-list or maybe X-list celebrity, like not even close to B or C or D. These people are unknown. Nobody has seen them in decades. They had one popular YouTube clip from 2005 when it first started or something. And the girls, all of them pretend to know who these women are. Like, oh, the Glow Ladies? Oh, my goodness. She's my favorite Glow Lady. Y'all didn't know who she was.
No one knows.
No one knows who these people are. Okay? The show producers didn't know who these people are. I would not doubt it if these women just, like, wandered onto set and they just recorded anyway and just pretended everybody knew them because nobody knows who these people are. Okay?
No. No. No one does. And they... But the end of the training... They're mean and tough. They made two or three of them break down and cry, and the rest of them seem to be having a really good time.
Yeah.
So I don't really know who to believe on that.
Yeah.
But they all have their matches, and I guess it. I don't think it went very well, but a lot of people, I don't know, seem like they were satisfied. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It seemed really awkward and unnecessary.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
These Glow Ladies, when I say they're tough, I mean they're tough like, you know how everybody pretends that your kids are really tough whenever they're trying to get rough with you or whatever, like they try to run up to you and push you over and it's like a 3-year-old and you're going, oh man, you almost knocked me over. It's kind of like that, like with these ladies, like I'm going to give you a power driver, young'un, and oh no, granny, don't do that.
Please don't do that.
And then I have a really hard time believing these girls that are sitting on the stairs and crying about these women who are obviously, they're not intimidating. They're not intimidating any stretch of the imagination. The dude, okay, now listen, the young guy that they brought out to fight Ari, I wouldn't want to get in the ring with that dude.
King something.
Yeah. He's from a previous season or something like that, maybe even Ari's season. But like, dude's actually a professional wrestler. He's ripped. All I'm saying is there are current professional wrestlers that you probably could have got to come in, they're actually ripped, and they would have been intimidating. But these women were not intimidating. Like, they're just old and a little bit rude, and you're like, okay, come on. Just because somebody took your tapioca doesn't mean you get to yell at me.
Right.
You know.
Right. I. But anyway, they all had, I don't know, some matches between all of them, and Tia, you know, comes out winning the thing.
Yeah, she fought Bibiana, right?
Yes, she fought Bibiana. I know Tia was the Southern Belle because we have a clip of that. But then Bibiana was like Bridezilla or something like that.
Yep.
And somehow, magically, the girl that breaks down first ends up being the winner of everything.
Do we got a clip of Tia wrestling?
Yes. Tia is tough, is what I named it.
I feel like people underestimate a Southern Belle a lot. We're sweet, but we're feisty.
Listen, y'all, Tia was bawling her eyes out before she got up there, going, I don't want to do this.
Yes, she was.
I don't want to do this. I want to sit right here. And
But don't underestimate a Southern Belle, y'all.
Yeah, she had a pretend match. She had a pretend match with Bibiana, and that was it. Now, listen, y'all, during the little spat between the nursing home wrestlers and Bibiana, Bibiana goes from sits on couch to sits on turnbuckle because she just was laying back like, I'm not dealing with this, and didn't want to mess with these ladies or whatever. Didn't want to talk to them because you know how Bibiana takes everything super personally, very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. And they're making fun of her kind of like the way high school bullies make fun of you, like, ugh, your hair's dumb and look at your eyes. You don't know how to open your eyes, dork, weirdo. And none of it made any sense. And anyway, So yeah, moving on from the wrestling match. Yeah. And all these fighting ladies. And by the way, I just want to say, you know, everybody in there wanted to be in the ring with Crystal. Everybody wanted to get Crystal in a headlock and rip her hair out and throw her out of the ring. But nobody got to, except for one girl who's like apparently Crystal's best friend because she didn't do anything. Crystal ripped that girl apart.
She completely rolled over and just let her do whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Then we come to a cocktail party post group date. All right. So we got our cocktail party. All the girls are walking around doing their thing, trying to steal Arvy from one another.
And Bibiana, like a weird camper park, like a camper trailer romantic park. I don't know. It was weird.
Bibiana starts complaining that she's on The Bachelor.
Yes.
Because her actual complaint is all these other ladies want time with Arvy. And I am trying to get time with Arvy. And she starts expressing how upset she is and how mad she is that other women are also trying to get with Arvy.
Right.
And essentially, you're complaining that you're on this game show and having to play by the rules that everybody else is having. And she's sitting on the couch, lo and behold, when she makes these statements
you know,
and accusations.
The first girl, when I think I, you know, last episode or whenever it was, I think I was on her side. I think I equally did not care for Crystal and whatever. But now it's just becoming kind of a tattletale type.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, quit tattling on Crystal and just either do your thing or don't, I guess.
Do your business.
You know?
Yeah. And, do the work.
And just yeah.
Do the work, man. Because, like, she's not aware she's on a dating show. She thinks everybody's edging in on her Tinder date. Like, she's spent the last three episodes super confused that why are all these other women here and why is everybody else getting to talk to Arvy? My Uber driver said this was the house and that's supposed to be the man from my Tinder date and he's not talking to me. And, like, that's kind of her reaction for the last three episodes.
Right.
So then we got Tia. Tia sits down with him for a minute and she says that Arvy makes her feel safe and protected and cared for, and then he makes out with her to get her to stop talking. And
I think it's fair to remind everyone that she feels protected against geriatric wrestlers.
Yeah,
where their peak was 30 years ago. That's what he protected her from.
Yeah. But we got the extra lipstick on his face, just like last week. No problem. But
no problem.
He feels safe with her. He doesn't feel like he's going to betray her at all. At least not in the next 5 minutes when he makes out with the next girl. Doesn't matter that his breath smells like Crystal's because Crystal pulled him away at the beginning and was like, can I talk to you for a sec? And she just, you know, she's always first. She always makes sure that she's first. You know, doesn't bother Tia. And then Becca M.
Yep.
I was going to point her out. They just made out again.
Yep.
And she claimed super special sunshine happened. Couldn't get the word out there. She claims that it's just the greatest thing ever, and y'all just made out. I mean, whatever, you know.
Yeah,
that's
who cares?
That's what she's going to do. So
I don't know. Yep. I think she's really has been a contender, if that's what you want to call it.
Oh, for sure.
From day one. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think – I think that's going to – and this is maybe a prediction too early, but I don't think she's going to make it till the end. I think the only thing she has for her is she's 15 years or however much younger she is.
Yeah.
You know, she's a lot younger.
Yeah.
I think that's all right now that she has going for her.
At this point, though, it is so obvious. Like, speaking of brackets, like, it's so obvious who's going home first. All you have to do is watch the little dates and little talks that he has with the girls. If he doesn't make out with them, he's not interested.
Yes.
Because everybody he's interested in, everybody he wants to talk to that he actually goes after and tries to talk to them on his own, he's making out with them. Every one of them. So, like, if he's not making out with you, which he doesn't make out with Bibiana in this episode, and he doesn't make out with Lauren in this episode, like,
that's right.
You're probably going home because
you're going home.
That's his telltale sign, you know?
I can tell you for sure. And before we get too far, Downfall is a perfect example of, you know, Ari maybe will tolerate Bibiana's problem with Crystal for a little while, but enough is enough. At this point, you're just snitching.
That's right. You know? We got a clip right here, y'all, of Bibiana talking to Ari about how rough things are getting. Here we go.
I know. You did good today. Oh, you were cracking. You, like, did not break character. You were in character the whole time. You did awesome.
Yeah. These group dates are intense.
Yeah, I know.
he was giving her the perfect opportunity into a good conversation.
Trying,
like,
to set her up.
You did great. Let's really take this to wherever this is going. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, but let's get real for a second. I don't like anything that's going on here.
She just wants to complain about the fact she's on the game show.
Yes.
Yeah, he's seriously trying to, like, that may have been the conversation that helped her get sent home, because he's trying to give her an in and say, let's get to know each other. Yep. And then she's like, you know, this sucks being here and being me and you don't understand what I'm going through. And it's like, actually, Ari did this once.
Yeah, he did. You know? And he is in the same position she's about to be in.
Yep.
Spoilers, you know.
And So, and Becca M gets the date rose. She gets the wrestling date rose from Ari. And Crystal, let me tell you something right now. They interview Crystal just before he gives out this rose, and she's like, I just hope these other ladies are okay, because we just have something really special. And she just keeps talking it up, how great she is. And every time, every chance she gets, her favorite line is, have all of you talked to Ari yet? Oh, you haven't? Oh, well, I have. And it's like, everybody knows that you did.
Yeah.
As soon as y'all sit down, you go, Ari, can I talk to you? Like, he hardly even gets a word out before she talks to him. And she's so full of herself, and then she doesn't get this rose, and she's like dumbfounded.
What just happened?
Yeah, she has no idea why she didn't get the rose.
Oh, gosh.
And she's first to steal him, and she gets, quote, happy for Becca, and keeps interrupting her through gritted teeth. Like, Becca's giving this little victory speech about, thank you, Ari, it means so much to me, and they show Crystal going, that's great, that's great,
that's great.
It's so, that's so awesome for you.
I'm
and
so
she just,
happy for you.
And people, like, even some of the other ladies just kind of look at her for just a second. It's like, okay, everybody knows you think you're special.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So anyway, that leads us to the one-on-one date with Lauren S.
Yep.
To Wine Country, I know that that's a big thing. I know that's a big thing, but I don't know. There's nothing to do. Like, you go from, let's go see my parents, to let me shower you with dresses and...
She didn't go on that date, right? Like, she didn't go to see the parents? That was Crystal.
No, That was Crystal, and then one of the Beccas had the dresses and the shoes and the jewelry. So you have all these other dates, and then you want to just go drink some. I guess
what's crazy is they're on their way up the hill or something like that to this, or on their way walking to this orchard, this whatever it's called.
Vineyard, I guess.
Yes, Vineyard. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Don't know what I was having trouble with. But anyway, they admit that they talk so little on the way to the orchard and onto the vineyard that they could hear birds chirping and they could even hear the wind blowing.
Yeah.
And they're talking about how nice it was. They could hear the wind blowing and the birds chirping. And I'm thinking, so y'all didn't talk?
y'all didn't talk at all.
Y'all had nothing interesting to say, and you just came and sat down, and you're like, man, wasn't it nice hearing the wind blowing? And he's like,
yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I mean, then that builds into, do you know how early I go to bed at night?
Yeah.
Like, that's how boring, that's how little they had to talk about was I wear cardigans because I'm old and I go to bed at night. And they have a laugh. And
they're talking about how they can talk, how they now they have the opportunity to talk and how it's so great to be able to talk right now. And they'd never actually end up talking about anything. You know, Ari has this date scheduled out in the middle of a field, so it's like he can deny that it ever happened because he doesn't like this girl. No one can see them there. But they don't make out. I'm telling you. They don't kiss. They don't even get close. And even at one point, Lauren just rambles on about nothing, and she admits on the show.
Yeah.
She's like, I could have been talking to anybody. I forgot who I was talking to. I forgot where I was. I forgot what I was saying. It's like, that's when you should stop saying anything, because now you're you know, you're just gonna start making stuff up and you're not interesting and all that. But Ari just keeps drinking. He even he just like tries to get a word in, and he's eating food. He's just chilling out. He's not
and apparently whatever she did say was something like, I can't move away from my family, or I'm super happy where I'm at now, and I can't imagine being married to anyone who doesn't live where I am living right now.
Yeah.
Because his reasons is something like, well, I just can't imagine pulling you away from
all
your
that
family,
important stuff.
From all that important
That's
stuff
such
that
a
we've
cop
been
out.
Talking about for like 3 hours.
That's his excuse for saying, you are boring.
Yeah.
Leave.
Right.
Like, just leave now because this is not a fun date. There's even one point where she, oh gosh, what was it that happens? Oh, she says something like, this has been a chance for a great date. And then as she almost says date, and he says, to learn about you, to learn more about you. And
totally
interrupts her. And then he just pulls out the rose. And I'm thinking, why'd you do this? Like, he taunts her with it, pulls out the rose, like, okay, you know I have to talk about this. And it's like, you don't have to have the thing in front of her. Like, you know you just made her think she's getting a rose. And then he sends her packing as soon as he shows her the rose. He's like, do you see this? It's not yours. Goodbye. And then that's
and
it.
And she even had bated breath. She's like, oh, gosh, I thought I was failing here. But he's getting the rose. Everything's okay. And he's like, so about the rose.
Yeah, he's not great.
Let's just talk about this. Let's just talk about this for a second.
Yep.
And the clip we have for that is called Breakup.
Here we go.
He's had enough. He's had enough.
You know, this is like my first kind of hard goodbye, and I'm very sorry. Can I walk you out?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, you can walk me out.
Yes,
oh,
I am ready
gosh.
To end this.
Yeah.
First
face-to-face breakup.
He walks her out to the limo and then immediately picks the rose back up and kind of melancholy way walks upstairs to what else? Violins and a whole
sad
live
music.
Band playing sad music.
Yeah, and he stands in front of a window as they zoom out. He stands in front of a window and he's holding the rose like out to his side to where you can clearly see it. It's like, okay, man, you're not being normal.
Enough.
So then we have a second group date, and the only idea that they get is love is rough and all the ladies are picked. Ends up being a dog date, and lo and behold, Annalise, our resident trauma patient, is afraid of dogs as well. She was the one afraid of bumper cars last episode. Now she's afraid of dogs, and during the date, Annalise it ends up being a dog show where they have to put on a dog show for Ari and this other. Apparently, I've done a lot of dog shows, man, person, judge, and Annalise just freaks out, and she opts to be the pooper scooper instead of shoveling her own garbage onto the show about how she's stupid, scared of dogs, and needs Ari to talk her down from a cliff about being afraid of dogs.
Did he – okay, so did he even mention her being scared of dogs at all? Did he even comfort her at all this time?
I don't really think so. I don't think her thing worked. And that becomes very evident later on in the show. We'll get to that in a minute, but – But they have this dog show for Ari, and children cry, and and dogs chill out, and some lady's gonna go home during this, and what you gonna do?
They just go, and
I don't mean they go off the show. They just go back to the house. It doesn't end up being a great date. It's like you guys, you know what every dude is looking for is a lady that can tame a dog well.
Yeah, I mean, there were, like, what, 12 of them that went on the date, and we only saw, like, two of them get up there and do anything.
Yeah.
So it must have been terrible.
Yep. Important thing is Annalise makes it out alive.
Oh, my gosh. The story I captured was a story about a dog that didn't even bite her.
Yeah, this is the story.
Didn't even do anything.
This is actually at the end of the show. They're showing this during the credits, but this is Annalise talking about her fear of dogs. Kind of a long clip, but we'll go ahead and play it.
I always remember I lived at an apartment, and my landlord had a little dog, but it would never look at you. So it actually scared me so much, because I just felt at any moment it's gonna bite my ankle. So I would
hold on just a sec. A dog that would not look at her.
It would scared not look
her.
At her.
There was a dog that left her alone at her neighbor's house, and that scared her. Okay, moving on.
Because when I go down to take the trash out, I'd wear Uggs and things, because I just was trying to protect my lower body as much as possible.
From a dog that was leaving her alone.
Right.
Jeez, girl.
And then one of the producers feels so bad for her. They're like, oh, wow.
Yeah, she said that was it there at the end. Awful. Jeez, girl.
That's awful. Wow.
She's not saying, wow, that was a terrifying dog. She's saying,
Yeah.
You just said you're terrified of a dog that leaves you alone.
And see,
it doesn't have anything to do with you.
There is two or three times in this episode that they had to make a reenactment in The Bachelor, which, does that happen a lot? I mean, do they reenact things in other seasons?
Every now and then, just as a goofy little thing to do, yeah.
So the growling that you hear is just from some random dog.
Yeah.
So her story, her non-scary, non-anything story seems at least to make some sense. Let's put a growling dog in there.
Uh-huh. They want to put a growling dog in there to traumatize people who are actually afraid of dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
So that you feel like it's a more dire situation, when really she literally says, it's a dog that wouldn't even look at you, and that scared me.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I've never been scared by a dog that ran away from me or left me alone. Yes. But anyway, she apparently is. Now, they have the dog show team cocktail party or whatever, it's at the thing after the group date where he picks somebody. And Ari, straight up, he gets done talking to ladies, and he doesn't wait for anybody to ask to go with him like he did with Crystal. He just says, Chelsea, can I talk to you? Let me tell you something, y'all. Crystal has to ask for a conversation.
That's
Chelsea
right.
just has to wait.
That's right.
Honestly, Chelsea's got to be his favorite at this point. He made out with her first. He makes out with her every episode, and at the same time he's asking to spend more time with her to make out with her again. I think he's noticing that Crystal is somebody he wants to make out with, but Crystal's a little bit crazy.
Yeah, she's a lot to handle, I guess. For me anyway. And see, even Chelsea, I don't know. The whole she says it was so hard for me to be at the show with all those kids in the park. And, to be at the show with all the kids in the front row, I just so much miss my kid. Mm-hmm. I guess that's kind of hooking him. That's really what he needs to hear.
Yeah. Something. He treats her a little differently, though, than he treats Lauren, because, he's she's I'm so attached to my children. And he doesn't say to Chelsea, well, you need to go home, spend some time with them. He's like, oh, well, I mean, your kids can wait. But when it comes to Lauren, he's like, you need to get out of here. Your family misses you. So that one, you're probably picking up on this. Chelsea gets the rose. It's kind of a foregone conclusion.
Yes.
He makes out with the ones he likes. He talks to the ones he doesn't. Also, the sky is blue. The grass is green. This is Ari, yeah. And we're kind of figuring him out from the very beginning. He will make out with you if he's going to keep you around.
That's right.
If you don't get made out with, you should feel very scared. Except for the one girl that, I don't remember who it was, girl in the white dress that like jumped on top of him.
Okay, that's
like forced
Jenna,
herself on
I
him. Jenna,
think.
She still I got think. A rose, but they technically made out, but she kind of like jumped on him. It was weird.
I think she scared him a little.
Yeah,
I think
so, because he was like, okay. And it just,
and this is the same girl that, didn't she give him a foot massage in the first,
oh,
in
maybe
the first
it was.
Episode? I think that's the same girl.
Could have been.
That
yeah,
she
remember.
Is all over the place and yep. felt like a good impression would be, let me give you a foot massage. Mm-hmm.
So then it's the final cocktail party, and he literally starts off with, I sent Lauren home, and you're next. I mean, he's like, I had to send Lauren home, and it was hard, but I have to send more people home. And that's just part of the show.
And I will do this. And I will do this.
He's like, straight up, I'm sending you home.
Yeah.
One of the things, I think it was like after they found out Lauren got sent home. Who is it? Chelsea or Crystal? It's either Chelsea or Crystal. I think it's Crystal said, well, the fact that he's sending people home shows that he's serious about doing it. I was like, he has a quota, lady. He's got to send at least three of you guys home every episode.
Oh,
he has a quota.
There's a clip of that.
Is
it called? Crystal. It's just called
just
Crystal.
Just called Crystal. Okay, let's see what she's saying
and
here.
And this is just to make sure anyone who doesn't know how The Bachelor works, Crystal's about to lay it out for
you.
Yeah,
here we go.
And I like give that advice to everyone here because I've been on the group, I've been on the one-on-one, and I've gotten to know Ari, and I just say, like, when you have your time, like, make the most of it because it's not guaranteed.
Make the most of your date time with the boy you like. Okay.
Don't sit there.
Thanks,
don't
Crystal.
Sit there and not talk to Ari. Sit there and talk to Ari.
Yeah.
You know.
Appreciate you, Captain Obvious there. Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yep. And then
she thinks she is so healthy. She thinks she's in such good shape.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. I mean, she keeps getting roses, keeps getting made out with, but
I guess so.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I hope she doesn't last very long because she kind of just bothers me. Her cockiness is what bothers me. Anyway, then Bibiana sits on couch, decided not to sit on the couch. She was going to sit on the bed this time.
Right.
And she gets a private setup going that she gets all laid out. And I think she even lays out like a little card or poem or something for Ari to read. Gets pillows set up, has like a tripod with a camera, like she's going to make a video. It's super weird. But she gets this whole private setup going. And almost every single lady takes Ari to that private setup that nobody was supposed to be able to find. Either there is collusion among the women to just sabotage Bibiana, or she picked the bed that everybody sleeps on when they sleep outside. Because everybody takes Ari to this bed, and they're all like, this looks nice. And she mostly just complains about it, and you guessed it, sits on the couch.
Never ends up actually using the thing that she supposedly set up.
Yeah,
we
she doesn't
never
even really
see
talk
her.
To him.
No, we never even see her on the thing. And my wife made a good kind of prediction, or I hope to see like at the end of this of everything where they bring everyone back together. I hope that's brought up, that she's the one that set all this up and she did not get any time on there.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see Ari's reaction to that, you know?
Yeah.
And I hope it's something like, well, I'm just wasn't that into you, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, it's kind of sad for Bibiana sits on couch. The one time she decides not to sit on the couch anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody kicks her off the bed. So
yeah.
Sorry, Bibiana.
Late.
Becca M is mysterious or something. She says something about I'm so mysterious, and
I guess
they didn't make out, so I'm not sure if Ari likes her at this point because they didn't make out during that little talk. And then Annalise comes up. Annalise, the one who's traumatized by just about everything, puts Ari on the spot, and she's like, she wants to have a where do we stand conversation just before the rose ceremony. And she gets kicked off the show. Like, he just says, yeah, it's not working out.
And, you want an answer? Here it is.
Yeah, an early no rose. And she walks past the lady and says, ladies, the other lady says, just see you. Bye, ladies. We'll see y'all later. And she ends up, this I categorize this as a normal human reaction to what's going on. It is tough to be in a room trying to date a dude in competition with 20 other women. And she explains all her trauma. She makes the most sense she's made in the last three episodes when she just says, being here has driven my anxiety through the roof. It's like, yeah, because you're having a normal, stressful reaction, or stressed out reaction to a traumatizing situation. Like, the dog thing isn't traumatizing. The bumper car thing isn't traumatizing. Trying to date a single dude while he's cheating on you with all these other women and making out with everybody all at the same time, that's traumatizing. You have to brainwash yourself to want to do this to yourself. And so it makes everything that she's stressed out about makes sense now. I get why she's having anxiety attacks. It's because she's a normal human being and she's allowing herself to breathe for a second.
Right, right. Yeah. I'm kind of glad that she's gone, though. Yeah. I mean, the whole PTSD was a little...
About everything.
About everything.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, I think initially with the bumper cars, maybe it was a, hey, Ari, come look at me.
Uh-huh.
And it just, I had enough of it. I mean, I'm glad that we don't have to worry about that now.
No, I'm the same, man. I'm the same. So, rose ceremony. Once again, nobody did our competition on Twitter for the $25 gift card. I had no taker, so we may have to find another way to give you people $25 because apparently nobody wants $25 for free. Yeah. But all the ladies look panicked before not getting their rose, as always. The saddest, most stressful violin music in the world is playing. Ugh. And Bibiana sits on couch, goes home to the relief of couches everywhere all over the Bachelor house. Now they don't have to listen to her anymore. Yeah. Bibiana goes home, man.
Yeah. I didn't see that. I didn't see that coming. Until that conversation in the camper trailer where she's like, you know, this thing is just, it is hard. Mm-hmm. It is very difficult.
Yeah. And it makes sense because even I was surprised when she was there after last week's episode, because when they go talk, he clearly wasn't interested then. And I think she just got kept around because, again, it's like I've said before, this dude already has picked out, he's got to already have picked out his top five women that he actually cares about. There's just a bunch of them to get rid of, and so he's slowly getting rid of all these obvious ones he doesn't care about. Yeah. And Bibiana just, she had a bye week last week because it was other people's turn on the chopping block. This time it was hers. Next week, you know, like Annalise wasn't a surprise. Lauren S. wasn't a surprise. There's a bunch of no-name nobodies from nowhere still left on here that he never talks to that are probably going home next week. You know, the ones you know are probably sticking around, though, are people like Chelsea and Crystal and Becca and the other Becca and Tia. And that's probably it. Those are probably the only ones
I think if I were to make any prediction, I kind of think Cien or Tia, or maybe both, have one-on-one dates next week.
Yeah.
I think CN, he's impressed with because of the education. I lived in Brazil and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's right.
And we haven't seen much of her, and that was the only reason that Lauren S. got the one-on-one date, is we haven't seen much of her.
Yeah.
So if I'm making a prediction, I think next week we see more of CN and we see more of Tia. And because I think Tia had a great episode, I think she had a great week. Mm-hmm. That, you know, the other whatever.
Hey,
so
speaking of Tia's great episode, Tia made my woman crush Wednesday for Ari this week.
Yeah,
I really think she's it because, listen, dude, they sit down. He's got this whole setup for her. They got hay bales and moonshine for her little talk date thing.
I forgot about the
moonshine. He set it all up just like her home country. This dude is into this girl. Like, he's into Tia. Okay, I'm not sure that they even make out very much, but the dude he drank moonshine for this woman.
I'm surprised there wasn't a pig there. Honestly, I'm surprised they didn't have a pig tied up there.
Yep, or but a welcome to Wiener sign.
Welcome to Wiener. I think my woman crush Wednesday is, so Chelsea I think is up there. Like, I think Chelsea,
she was almost it for me until I saw this scene with the hay bales.
Yeah. clearly Chelsea is there, but I really think that a strong competitor right now, and maybe this isn't the Woman Crush Wednesday, maybe Chelsea's my Woman Crush Wednesday, but I think not the short-haired Becca, but the long-haired Becca is going to be here a while.
Yeah.
Because she's the only one to me that talks to him as much as they kiss.
Yeah.
So the kiss to talk ratio there seems to be on point. So
right about
I think
that.
I think she's going to go far. I think she's going to go far.
Yeah, he's not just into her physically. He's into her. He wants to have a conversation with
exactly.
Becca Kay. That's
yes,
right.
Becca
That's right.
Kay. Yeah,
so
exactly.
Then we got Fight of the Night. Our Fight of the Night, ding, 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 is, in my opinion, Bibiana and the geriatric wrestling retirees. Bibiana sits on couch, was not having it. They called her mom dumb. How dare they? And they just, she was cussing at them on the little interview, not to their face, because I guess she was too intimidated. But she's cussing at them on the interview and just, she was real angry at these tough old grannies.
Yeah, mine was almost that, except it was the, I think the dark-haired glows lady was something Egypt, Lady of Egypt or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Her and Tia, I think they had a lot of tension there, and I think that tension brought Tia to the top.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, I think she really pulled through because of that aggravation that she had towards Lady Egypt or whatever her name was.
Yep. Yep.
She was the wiener, you might say.
There you go. She deserves that. Now, for my sob story, I forgot to type this out, but I'm just going to go ahead and say my sob story belongs to Bibiana. Bibiana sets up this private date thing, and then she goes and sits down and complains about how she doesn't get her little private date area thing.
Yeah.
Like, boo-hoo.
Yeah.
Like, she got up once and went over and went to Ari and said, can I step in for just a minute? And Ari turned around and said, can I have 5 more minutes, please?
Yeah, like, no thanks.
Like,
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
This was so much foreshadowing. Like, he's in her date spot that she set up for him, having a date with another woman. And you know at this point, he's like, no, I'll take a rain check. You know she's not getting the rose.
Yeah, so
you know
for me,
not.
I can't get out of my head. Like the not kissing thing would not be a big deal, except everyone else in the room has made out with him at least one time. So the sob story for me is Annalise being in the bathroom, not crying for any other reason, except why hasn't he kissed me?
Yeah,
why hasn't he made out with me?
Like, girl, he'll kiss a rock right now.
Right, like,
draw a smiley face on a rock, and Ari's going to start kissing it with them
there.
Pillowy lips that everybody keeps talking
about.
Tell
me about you. You seem so mysterious for a rock. What is underneath that layer anyway?
As he keeps getting all, like, he's like a half inch from their face. Yep. Yep.
For a rock, I really find you attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So now, after our sob stories, we have our loser's obituary. Bradley, do you have an obituary for us today? All righty.
I wrote two. I don't really know what the rules are here, but I went ahead and wrote two. So the first obituary is Lauren S. We don't know who you are, but the sad violins playing behind Ari make me think I'm supposed to be sad about this. And Bibiana, what a bright flame put out before America was able to witness the awesome smackdown between you and Crystal. You will be greatly missed, especially if Crystal stays very much longer.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Who's going to confront Crystal from now on? That's right.
I don't know, but somebody has to step up.
How much you want to bet that Ari didn't know which Lauren he was sending home when he sent home Lauren S? Out of the four, he was just like, I think you're one of the ones I wasn't in tune with.
Yep.
He still has a Lauren left, by the way. There's still one Lauren.
Still one left.
The other three, he must have listened to our show. Or I don't know. I guess they tape it so much earlier, so he couldn't listen to us. But somebody must have been in his ear going, dude, get rid of three of them. There's too many Laurens.
I definitely think at the end of night one, his assistant or whoever's like, dude, you know there's four Laurens, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, what? Four Laurens?
Yep.
So
I
think these first three episodes have just been a ploy to get rid of all the Laurens, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and he's accomplished that with all but just one of them. One of them's still in the running. Hey, he might even marry this one. So, yeah. Hey guys, that's it for us today. That's it for the Bachelor Bro Show. We're running a little bit long, but, hey, you know, it's good content. So, this is the Bachelor Bro Show. You can find me on Twitter at Chase the Rev. You can find the show at Bachelor Bro Show on Twitter and live on Tuesdays doing live tweets. Bradley, where can they find you?
Twitter is at @Bugman_Bradley. And if you want to find me on Facebook, I guess find me on Twitter first and I'll try to direct you there because I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. And hey folks, if you are enjoying the Bachelor Bro Show but you're thinking, you know, I would really like to listen to these guys be funny in a much shorter format. Well, we have got you taken care of. Some Guy and the Bugman figure things out. Once again, it airs on Mondays. Usually have it up by 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I try to get it up a little earlier, but 3 or 4 in the afternoon, you can expect it by the end of the workday. Every single Monday for the last 42 weeks, we have uploaded an episode. Wow. You can find the first 12 on YouTube, but I'm pretty sure you can find the remainder of those episodes. You can find them just on the podcast feed. I'm going to get the old ones up on the feed eventually. But check out Some Guy and the Bugman. Figure things out for us. And leave us a comment on Facebook or reply to us on Twitter. Let us know how you're enjoying the show. All right, folks. We'll see you guys next week on the Bachelor Bro Show.